If you're here for the first time, my name is Brad, one of the pastors here at The Shift. Today is Vision Sunday. Now, Vision Sunday is typically a time that I get up the first Sunday of the year and just say, hey, here are the main things that we're going to be about this year. This is where God's calling us to. And so these are some things that you should be expecting. And these are some things that are developing. And here's where we're going. Okay? I'm going to do that a little bit today. But today we're going to do it a little bit different. Today we're going to call this again the living room. If you've been around The Shift for any period of time, you know that kind of the nickname for this room is the living room. It's a place where we come together as family. It's a place where we connect as family. It's a place where we also have family meetings. And so today, as we do Vision Sunday, here's what we're going to do a little different. Instead of me just sharing all Sunday about where we're going, I'm going to invite different department heads to come up and to share what you can expect from those areas of ministry, okay? And so you're just going to kind of get the shotgun approach. You're going to get the bullet points. You're not going to get everything. Otherwise, we'll be here until pretty close to Jesus comes back. And so it's just kind of the bullet points, and then there will be greater conversations with that, okay? Now, where are we going to go in 2017? Well, part of the question is, where's God led us in 2016? So I want to set us up this way. Recognizing, listen, 2016 was a year of pruning for us. You recognize that, right? 2016 was a year of pruning for The Shift. In that year of pruning, what did we see? Well, we saw some staff changes. We saw Neil McKinney head back to Alabama with his family. We saw more people come on staff. And we also recognized that in 2016, there was a lot of things we just simply couldn't do because of infrastructure. Okay? And because God was doing what? He was pruning us. And why do you prune something? You prune something for growth, right? And I believe that God has been pruning us for growth. By the way, this year, you're going to be involved in a teaching series called Growing Pains. So we're going to be talking about what that looked like. So now he's been pruning us for growth. And so we're still kind of in that season of being pruned for growth. But I'm really excited about where God is leading us and guiding us and directing us. And so we're going to start this morning with talking about discipleship at The Shift, okay? And we're going to wrap up talking about discipleship at The Shift. So I'm going to start this morning by inviting Mark Skinner to come up here. If you're here for the first time, Mark is one of the elders here at The Shift. And his primary portfolio that he serves us with is the area of discipleship. And that's broad. That's adults through children and bringing a cohesive mission to that. And so Mark's going to talk a little bit about discipleship. And then also, one of the other things that Mark's going to talk about is men's ministry. Okay, so I'm going to stop talking. It's all you, man.
Thank you. I'm cold. I'm really cold.
Dude, imagine if you didn't have hair on your head, what that would feel like.
Thank you, Jesus. So, okay, Brad gives me 8 minutes. Sheesh, 8 minutes. 8 minutes, you kidding? Discipleship. Two words have been coming to me throughout the past few weeks, few months, and they are straight out of Matthew 28, and the two words are this: make disciples. Make disciples. Disciples, followers, emulators, students of Christ. So the idea is we want to lean on this. We want to move this direction. We've been a church that has been growing in amazing ways. It's time for us to go deep. It's time for us all to grow and for us to mature. So there's a bunch going on. I want to start with C4. We're going to continue that process. Brian Joy is leading that. We're going to tweak it a little bit through the coming year. You're going to see just a slight change in the naming, but the concept is going to be exactly the same. Moving from introductory, what is this church all about, all the way to the point of being commissioned and the point of ministry and actually serving God, serving Christ through what you're doing and what he's doing in your lives. So we're going to work through that vehicle. We've got a bunch of little things we've got coming up that I think you're going to enjoy. One of them is called a flash class. And this is something that Brad came up of. It came out of his bald head, just fully formed. It was just right there, you know, point. And a flash class is this. It's going to be short. It's going to be short term. It's going to be focused on specific things. So we're going to be starting on February 7th, which is a Tuesday. It's going to be during lunch hour from 12:15 to 12:45 sharp. Bring your own lunch to the church office. We're going to spend 4 weeks on how to study the Bible. So this is not going to be a lot of fluff. It's not going to be a lot of extraneous nonsense. It's literally, how do I study the Bible? Four easy lessons, all right? It's going to change your life. It'll blow you away. Starts on the 7th. It's on Tuesday, and it's going to be at lunchtime. For those of you, if you find that you want to take on something like this, and you'd like to do it at a different time, get a hold of me, and we'll see if we can't schedule these at another time also. Equipping Center. This is something that over the years we've talked a lot about. We're going to relaunch this. It's going to be our new experiment in Sunday school for adults. So it's starting in starting in April, we're going to be at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings. We're going to meet over in one of the mobile units, and we're going to focus on some adult studies. There will also be concurrent children's programs going on, so if you've got kids and you'd like to come to the 9 a.m. studies for adults, don't let that stop you. Come, bring your kids. They will have programs there. It's not going to be just kind of a repeat of what goes on during the 10:45. There will actually be additional programming for the kids, so I'm really excited. Shannon is helping out immensely with this, and they're just bought into this whole program. Nice collaborative effort there. Also starting in April, we're going to do Financial Peace University. Butch Whittington is going to lead that. 9 weeks on how to handle your budget, your finances, how to get out of debt and stay out of debt. It's great stuff. And so I encourage you to watch for that. There'll be a sign-up, an opportunity for you to start participating in that. That's going to be a Sunday evening. How are we doing? Everybody still awake? Good. Thank you, Kay. That's why you're in my gospel community group. If you have not started your weekly Bible reading plan, please jump into that. It's available on the website. You can go out and click the big ball that's right there on the front page, and it'll give you the weekly reading. I update that every Saturday, so you're going to have that information. Also, if you would like to get an email at 7 o'clock every Sunday morning that has the readings for the week, you can click a link right there on the site. I will put your name in the list, and every week you'll get an email that says, here are your readings for the week. Take advantage of that. Get a chance to immerse yourself in the Bible. Hey, let me do this quickly. How many of you are getting emails now from me every week? Come on, come on, come on, come on. All right, fine. Then the rest of you need to sign up. Moving along. We started a thing called Right Now Media for everyone just recently. This is video resources that are available to you. They're available via the internet. They're available on your smart television or whatever else way, Roku or Hulu or Ubu or whatever the thing is that you connect with. Take advantage of this. It's like an amazing, huge library for you. All video. It's got short lessons. It's got long lessons. It's got Bible studies. It's got teaching series. It's got even sessions from some conferences that have been held. Matt Chandler, Tim Keller, Francis Chan, all of these people are out there. They're online, and it's free. If you like, there's a sign up at the back desk. Please put your name and email address there. Please print so I can read it. And then we'll make sure that you get an invitation to sign up for that. And then you're off and running, and it's good, good stuff. I invite you to take advantage of that. We have something coming up that I'm especially excited about. It's called Equip. This is something through A29 that is giving us the opportunity to get college-level theology and Bible and ministry courses online for us. It's very cool stuff, and I'm encouraging you to look at opportunities to grow really beyond what you might have normally thought you could do. These are great, great lessons. We've been involved in the development of them, and I'm excited for what this is going to bring. And so let's study with me, okay? Okay, there's half of what I had to say. The other part is men's ministry. We are launching men's ministry in a big way. I am putting together a leadership team now. I've got some guys I've contacted who've said they want to be part of this, and we're going to start putting on some great things for guys. Some things that are coming up already. We've got quarterly men's breakfast scheduled. The first one you've probably seen up on the screen behind me. It's February 4th, 7 o'clock here. We have Rick Reeves, who's a church planter in Eugene. He's out of Livingstone's Church in Nevada. Sharp guy. This is going to be good stuff. I encourage you guys to come. We'll want to make sure that we have everybody set up for breakfast, so you're going to see some sign-up information or just ways to notify the office that you're coming. Again, that's going to be February 4th. Wednesdays starting March 1st. Again, it's probably been up here behind me, is 33. A man, it has been sometime. Oh, there it is. It's right in the middle. 33, the series. We'll be doing A Man and His Work. And it starts on March 1st. It will be here. We're going to do our 6-week study, and it's good stuff. So I encourage you to be part of that. By the way, the 33 materials are available on Right Now Media. So if you want to get a hold of those and watch the videos that go with this, you can do that. Very cool stuff. We're almost done. April 28th through the 30th is Man Camp. And that's going to be back out at Washington Family Ranch. If you've never been there, oh my gosh, what a place. And just ask about go-karts and Butch Winnington. Yancey Arrington from Clear Creek Community Church in Houston, Texas is our speaker. It's going to be very exciting stuff. I just encourage you guys to take part in that. Again, that information is available. There's even a website for Man Camp out there. So you can go out Man Camp Oregon. Just Google that and you'll get the information about it. That was the last one I had.
Thanks, Mark. Would you get up for Mark? He does a lot in serving the church. Registration is now open for Man Camp. The website is actually mancampnw, stands for Northwest, mancampnw.com. All right, and you can register right on there. Looking forward to that. Well, what's happening in women's ministries, I'm going to invite my wife to come up on stage. She's part of the women's ministry leadership team. I'm going to give you a clap. There we go. Absolutely. So what's happening for the ladies?
Hi there, I'm Naomi. The rest of our women's ministry team is Gina Neiman, Brenda Broadbent, and Danielle McCrary. So just if you have any questions or anything, feel free to find any one of us or email or however you want. We have this last year really focused on the thought process of follow, you know, from Scripture, the follow me as I follow Christ, of we want to get to know each other more. We want to build each other up, make connections, and disciple one another. And we had a great time at our fall retreat, just telling our stories, getting to know each other better. We're going to have another fall retreat this year, date and location to be announced. We are kicking the year off with Women's Ministries on January 30th with our study of Your Powerful Prayers by Susie Larson. It's going to be a great time. Feel free to come and join us on Monday nights out here. We'll have quarterly fun times. We've done some bunco, some different things like that. So watch for the announcements as they're coming up. There is a Shift Women's Facebook page, and then they're also on the Shift website. We'll put announcements up there on things. The main stuff I had to say. I don't get a time limit because I'm always short.
Nailed it. Thank you so much. Excellent. Yes. Love what's happening in women's ministries. So I want to talk student ministries right now. Currently this weekend, we have a college retreat that is going on up at Camp Tadmore. So Lou and Katie and leaders and team are up there. So we don't have the opportunity to have them on stage. Just fill us in on student ministries. What's happening? Where are we going? And so Lou and Katie shot an amazing video. Great content, great information, interactive. Unfortunately, we had problems with that, and we can't show it this morning. And so, I know. And so, go figure. So here's what we'll be doing throughout the course of this week. We'll get the problems fixed. We'll be posting that to our Facebook, and so you can find out a little bit more about student ministries and what's going on. Let me just share this with you. Here's the heart, and here's the passion of our student ministry leaders. Like, they want to interact with our students, right, in their lives, get involved in their lives. So we see them on campus involved. Coaching, right? Involved in the nitty-gritty of everyday life with students, and in that context, having conversations of faith, all right? And so one of the big things that our students' ministries is kind of based on is you might have seen students walking around with these t-shirts that have this kind of the symbol on their shirts. I'm not a hipster. I didn't know like how to read it, and so I had to be trained on this. But really what we're talking about is loving God and loving others. That's the driving force of our student ministries. And so the way the cool, hip, trendy people read it is you start at the top, and then you work your way around to the left. And so I kept reading it like glow. And so, no, it's the other way. So it's loving God and loving others. What's it look like to love God, to understand my gospel identity? And then really we're talking about Great Commission stuff. And then to share the love of God with other people. So in the weeks to come, you'll be hearing more from our student ministries. Really excited about that. Some great announcements that we're going to be making in the context of student ministries. And so we'll share that hopefully next week, I believe. So That being said, Shannon, would you give it up for Shannon with Shift Kids? She's going to come up here. Absolutely. Here's the thing, parents, I want to do this. As Shannon's making her way up here. We recognize, and we're going to talk about building this morning, by the way, okay? We recognize the context that our kids have to meet in, right? Not the most ideal situation, right? And so, two things. Number one, thank you, moms and dads, for your patience as we navigate the space that we have for our kids. And thank you, Shannon, so much for maximizing the space that we have for our kids. So, Shannon, what's happening in Shift Kids? What can we be looking forward to?
All right. I love my job. Can I just tell you that?
Good, we'll keep it.
I love my job. And I feel so blessed to be able to work with some amazing people that my sister's here. I didn't know she was here. So, I get to work with some amazing people that are committed to loving on our kids, to teaching our kids, discipling our kids. And I just feel so blessed to be able to be a part of that. We also have Amy Peters has come alongside me as my assistant, and she has taken on the bulk of the responsibility for leading the Second Gathering Elementary program. They do worship, they have small groups, and she's really instrumental in putting that all together. We also have, you know, our nursery from birth through 3, 4, and then our preschool kindergarten class is like for 4-year-olds, you know, mature 3-year-olds could go in there, but mainly 4 through kindergarten. And then we have our elementary, which is 1st through 5th grade. We have room to grow, but I'm excited about what God's been doing in the ministry here. Some of the things I want the parents to be really aware of is that we have 2 different curriculums that we use. The elementary kids use orange. Some of you may know what that means and you may not, and that's okay. The important part of that is that we have take-home papers that we send home every week. And at the beginning of the month, you parents have the opportunity to get a parent cue card. And that just gives you an idea each week what the kids are learning, and it gives you some topics to discuss throughout the day when you've got quiet time, when you're putting the kids to bed. And it's just a really great way of us partnering together in developing and discipling your kids. And then for the preschool kids, we also have a take-home page. And both of these are interactive for parents. They also have links to websites where you can get even more information that will be helpful to you. Events coming up, I'm really excited to tell you that we are going to take kids to Canyon View this year. We are going to go this year. It will be in July the 17th, 17th through the 21st. And I'm excited about that. It's a 5-day day camp. And we'll have more information. We do have a Shift Kids Facebook page as well as a ministry page on our website that we'll have the links to the camp information and all the things coming up. I am looking forward to an exciting year. We have a great team, but there's always room for more. So if you are interested in joining our Shift Kids leadership team, we would love to have you. We have a meeting tonight, or this afternoon after this service. If you want to come over and hang out with us, you're welcome to join us in our potluck. And you can always contact me, and we can have a great chat about how you can get involved.
Love it, love it. I would just say this. I'm going to do my survey again, if that's okay, Shannon. Okay? Yeah. You're awesome. Moms and dads, we're really trying to get some resources into your hand to have conversations of faith with you and your kids, okay? So that's why information is being sent home, these handouts, as well as a reminder, Right Now Media, amazing videos on there with content, stuff you can print out, like, hey, watch a fun video with your kid, and then night when you're putting your kid to sleep, you've got a devotional right there. Ask him questions about that video that you just watched, which leads into conversations of faith. So just trying to resource you in that, okay? Also, we're just trying to think outside the box, okay? We're thinking about VBS for this next year. One of the questions we're having, like, would it make sense for us to actually, instead of doing like a VBS during the summer, what if we did a VBS during the Christmas break? Would you guys be interested? Would that serve you well of doing VBS during Christmas break? And so here's the survey, okay? If that would serve you well, would you just go ahead? I'm pulling a Scott Henderson. I know. I'm doing a survey right now. Put your hand up if you like Christmas break. And summertime, put your hand up. That's great. Okay, thank you. That helps us out. Thank you, Shannon. Well, let's talk about the overall kind of a picture of the shift. I want to remind you this morning that we're one church with two campuses. So I want to talk about our downtown campus a little bit. Now, if you go back to last year, you remember that we transitioned Tim Thomas out of Shift Kids and into a position of our downtown campus pastor. And so right now, currently, what we are doing is we're creating infrastructure and leadership, and we are going to be doing a full-on replant of our downtown campus. So currently, Tim is doing this. He's just making assessments. He's working through mission. He's working through vision. We're working through resourcing in the weeks and the months to come. Here's what you're going to see is you're going to see context and environments for Tim to come and share vision, where we're headed downtown, and invite some of you to join in that, okay? So would you be praying about what your role would be in that? Now, Tim, this past week has been an incredible week of suffering for him, all right? And he's not able to be here, but we have a quick video of him just greeting us this morning.
Greetings, Shift family. This is Tim, downtown campus pastor. I am really sorry I don't get to be with you today. I'm suffering for Jesus in the Caribbean. Somebody has to do it. So I'll be back next week, but man, I just wanted to send you a quick greeting from the downtown campus. Vision Sunday, what an exciting time. I really am unhappy that I am not going to get to be there to sit and listen to the different visions and plans and where God is taking us in the different ministries of the shift. It's an amazing thing what God's doing here, and I am thrilled to be a part of that. We are at the downtown campus. We are working toward praying about moving forward toward a replant of the downtown campus. Lots of stuff going to go into that. Lots of things to pray about. We are really seeking the heart of the Lord about how and when and exactly where to do that. But I am confident in my heart and in my soul. God is in it. I completely fell in love with those people. They know how to pray. They know how to worship. And I am just here today to bring you greetings from them. And they feel a part of you just as much as you are a part of them. One church, two campuses. And we are moving forward, doing some good things downtown. God is showing up. It's amazing. We've been baptizing. We've implemented communion there. We're improving, we're growing, we're working on things, and we're just praying. We're asking that you would partner with us and pray with us and seek God with us, that he would have his perfect way down there. We're going to be talking to you shortly soon, too, about what is your part? What can you maybe do with the downtown campus as far as seeing that replant happen? So God bless you. Greetings. Love you. We will talk to you soon. Bye.
Excellent. You like our new banners, by the way, on the sides? So those are actually for the downtown campus, all right? And so no, they're for the downtown campus, right? And so with this being Vision Sunday, one of the things we wanted to do is we just wanted to put our vision statement and our mission statement in front of you. Our vision statement, where are we going? Well, our gospel call based upon the Great Commission is to do this. It's to live with one hand to the gutter and one hand to the sky. And we say the gutter's anywhere the gospel isn't, okay? Well, then how do we do that? How do we fulfill that? Okay, well, that's over here. That's through our mission statement. It's through engaging, equipping, and experiencing. And so, unfortunately, those are going to go downtown, but we'll look at doing something to replace that. By the way, thank you, Chris Knopfziger, for helping us design those and get all that printing prep done. Okay? Last year was a year of pruning. In the transition of staff, you have been, as a church, you've been so gracious to me. There's a lot of things that I was doing that I simply couldn't do because of time, because the additional workload when it came to counseling or other things. One of the things that I was driving last year was moving the ball forward on our building. And I want to talk to you for a while, and actually I'm going to give Butch in just a minute. I'm going to give him the stage to talk about our building project. So we recognize this, that we do have growing pains, okay? We recognize we need to do a better job in taking care of our kids, And so we need to make some adjustments when it comes to our building. Well, here's the reality. The reason that you have not heard any updates on our building project was simply this. I didn't have any margin. There was just, I literally could not move the ball forward on that just because I didn't have the time to do that. So here's the beautiful thing is there's a number of men who have stepped up to say, hey, Brad, let me take that weight off of your shoulders and we together will carry that for you. These are a group of men who are much more gifted in many of these areas than I am. I gave them a blank slate to go back and say, here are our plans for our new building. What do you think? Did we miss anything? Do we need to fix anything? What adjustments? Like, you guys can go with a clean slate. What would you do based upon this? And they've come back with some recommendations that are amazing, that I'm really excited about. Will be so much better than some bald guy with a big beard could have drawn up, all right? And so that being said, I'm going to introduce Butch Whittington to you. Butch is elder here at The Shift. Butch's portfolio, things that he oversees, is things like the finance team, volunteers, as well as he's taken over and leading this newfound building team. Butch Whittington.
Thanks. So what I'm doing after the incident at Man Camp last year with the go-karts, I'm growing a disguise, so hopefully they'll let me back on this next year. So, all right. So if you're on the building team and you're here, will you stand up, please? See if we've, who have we got? We've got Chris. We've got Dale. All right. The rest of the guys are up there. They're amazing. And them getting up and showing up at 6 a.m. for meetings is incredible, and I'm so grateful for that. We've had just a great dialogue so far. So let me refresh what we've done to date. I know there wasn't a lot of traction last year, as Brad alluded to, but we have brought power across the street, three-phase power, which we need to power multiple buildings. We have purchased an additional acre from the Neuschwander family for backup septic fields and for parking. And we do have this a design and a plan for an existing building, as well as we have plans and drawings for septic. So we've done things, but probably the biggest thing we've done is put this team together. This is a bunch of guys who have experience with commercial building, with home building, with project management, with overseeing church building projects in the past. So these guys are bringing so much to the table. It's just incredible. They're asking the right questions. They're coming up with great ideas. So we're definitely moving in the right direction. And what I can assure you of, what I'm confident of, is that what we come up with is going to be, it's going to meet our needs. It's not going to be a cathedral, I can assure you of that. It's going to meet our needs, and it's going to be so much better than what we have in terms of space for our kids, safe space for our kids, and those kinds of things. We are going to add some ladies to the team as we go forward, just so that we don't end up with a camouflage and chrome-plated building. Well, it'll look and feel more like The Shift and have a feminine touch and view to it as well. So if you have questions about where we're headed with the building team, certainly ask any one of these guys. They can kind of tell you where we are. There'll be more updates to come. I'm so excited. This is going to happen, which is amazing, and we won't have to use bathrooms outside, and we'll have hot running water, and there's so many things that are just going to be incredible. So we feel called to this. We feel God's been leading us in this direction for a long time, and now it finally feels like it's tangible, it's real, and we're putting feet on the ground, and things are going to happen soon. So that's the building team. All right. So let me shift over to finance. I got a finance slide? I think I do. So I have the honor of leading the finance team. I guess meeting with. I don't really lead. So Mark Skinner, Ed Bach, Connie, Arnie, and Lindsay Hall are the finance team. So I just wanted to give a quick update on how we ended up last year from our finances, and then talk about what our budget is for this coming year. So our fiscal year starts October 1st. It's kind of weird, but that's when it starts. So we've already finished up fiscal year 16. We came up about $32,000 short on our projected giving for last year. So we missed the mark a little bit. But what that means is we didn't just spend $32,000 we didn't have. It just means we spent less to stay within our means. And so when we come in $32,000 short, it means that we don't do all the things that we'd maybe committed to and planned to do. And so faithful giving going forward is really important for us to accomplish what God's called us to do. So looking at this year's budget, I'll turn around here a little bit, poor preparation that I don't have a slide in front of me. So you'll see what's our budget's about $415,000 for this year. That's about a 2 to 3% increase from last year, so not a big jump. Given that we missed last year, we didn't feel it wise to extend ourselves into a much larger budget. So $415,000, that translates to $34,500 per month to kind of keep us going, keep us on track for the year. The bulk of our budget, as you can see, 57% goes to our staff, and in that staff budget is plans to hire an executive pastor. So obviously that person's not here yet, but it is in the plan, and so there will be finances to pay that person when they show up, so when God leads us to the right person. You'll see what's really important to our church if you add up the top three, mission and outreach, church planting, and local ministries. That's really where our heart is. So that's us supporting ministries in Mexico with Cole Brown, with Whitehorse Church in Australia, with the investments in Haiti, investments in City of Refuge in Mexico, as well as the downtown shift. So we're a church that plants churches and a missional church. So you can see that's where our heart is because that's where our money's going. So that's fiscal year 17. See if I had anything else. Oh, I will just, if we can switch to the slide that talks about giving sacrificially, regularly, and joyfully. There it is, joyfully. I almost forgot the joy. So as the new year starts, a lot of people sit down and look at their budget for the year, and if you're not a regular tither and giving to the church that you're a part of, I would encourage you to prayerfully seek God in that and ask what he's calling you to do. I've been convinced over the course of my life that when I'm given faithfully and I'm obedient in that respect, and it's a form of worship, that God just blesses that so incredibly, way beyond what I could have ever expected or asked. So faithful giving is really important for us to continue to be able to keep the heat on, for eventually to have a better heating system, those kinds of things, to take care of our kids and to take care of our staff. And so that's where we're headed financially for the year. And so I just ask you to consider that. Okay, I think that's it.
Excellent. Would you thank Butch? All right. Lastly, I just mentioned global outreach. What's global outreach looking like for this year? We want to remind you, we got a bunch of students heading down to New Orleans to serve this summer. Excited about that. In just, a few weeks, there's a group of us that are headed to Haiti. And we're going to be going down on a vision trip, and we're going to be lining up our trip for 2018 down in Haiti. So really excited to see, the Groffenbergers are back down in Haiti all the time, and I hear stories, and so really excited to go down with the Groffenbergers, see what's happening, and to allow God to develop a heart and a vision for that. So that's kind of what's happening, as well as we're going to continue to invest in our local community. We're going to continue to invest in church planting around the world. So, all right. I want to transition now. I don't want this just to be a big announcement all morning. I don't want us to suddenly just think, oh, this church is running that program, all program-based. Like, what's it really all about? I want to do this morning. I want to take about 10 minutes, and I just want to walk us through Colossians chapter 1, verse 21 through 23. And this is what the text says. And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. If indeed you continued into the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for this time that we have. In this brief moment, God, would you inspire us? In this brief moment that we have, God, would you do this? Would you transform our hearts? Remind us of who we are. Inspire us about the gospel. And God, in this brief moment, would you get much glory? In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's take a few minutes and let's just step in a little bit to what Paul's saying to the church in Colossae. He's just reminding them of their story. The same way the text reminds us of our story, of our journey of faith. The text is like this 50,000-foot view of our journey of faith. At one point, according to the text, listen, our minds thought they knew what was best. According to the text, we made decisions based upon our own desires, okay? According to the text. Now, here's what happened. Those desires became like a flash flood that overwhelmed us, that we got lost in, right? That we were in the submission to its power. And it's not like it carried us closer to God. It actually carried us away from God. You tracking with me? So the gospel is this. The gospel is a story of undeserved rescue. And to be clear, it wasn't Jesus just kind of like standing on the shore, tossing us with a life preserver. You remember that, right? That's not a picture of the gospel. It wasn't a picture of us just kind of trying, struggling to keep our heads afloat in this flash flood. And suddenly, like, we see a house and we reach out and we climb up on the roof and Jesus comes and rescues us in a helicopter. That's not a picture of the gospel. The true picture of the gospel is this, that our desires overwhelmed us and our desires drug us down. And that what? That we drowned in that flash flood of our desires. That we were dead. And knowing that, this begins to transform our understanding, our comprehension of the gospel. So the gospel takes on new significance and meanings. Because the gospel says this, no, you did die in that flash flood of your desires that took you away from God. But the gospel says this, that Jesus entered into those selfish desires. He entered into that flash flood. And then he carried your lifeless body to the shore. And then what did he do? He breathed life into you. You were dead until Jesus rescued you, and you didn't even deserve it. And that thought alone should blow our minds and birth gratitude in our hearts as we begin to step into the gospel. And that's what Colossians chapter 1 is dealing with. The power of the gospel to save you, the power of the gospel to bring you to life. But we also need to remember that the gospel doesn't stop there, okay? The gospel also not only saves you, the gospel also protects you. How does the gospel protect you? Well, when you place your trust and faith in Jesus, what's God do? He adopts you, okay? So now you're his son, you're his daughter. And listen, God the Father is going to protect his children. Tracking with me? So you have new authority. You have the Spirit of God indwelling your heart and your life. God's going to protect you. Not based upon your performance, based upon your identity as a son or a daughter of God. Okay? So the gospel saves you. The gospel protects you. And then here's where Paul's going with it. He says, you know what? The gospel also does this. The gospel matures you. He paints a picture of mature believers. He says they're people that are stable. They're people that are steadfast. Well, how do you become a stable person? How do you become a steadfast person? And Paul says it's all about the gospel, that same gospel that saved you, that protected you. It's going to mature you. It's through the ongoing work of the gospel. So Paul is calling the church back to the gospel. I want you to be strong in the gospel. And then lastly, you know what the gospel does? The gospel delivers you. Okay? Now listen. First thing that you're probably thinking when you hear Brad say, the gospel delivers you, you're thinking of like your sin issues. All right? Well, yeah, that's part of it. But what I'm talking about is the gospel is going to deliver you to the Father. The gospel's going to deliver you, the bride, to the bridegroom. That's the power of the gospel. Will ultimately deliver you to God. It's all about the gospel. And listen, we are a gospel-centric church, saved by the gospel, protected by the gospel, maturing by the gospel. Oh, we will be delivered by the gospel. So, this next year, 2017, where are we going? I want to take us back to our series we did through Advent, Journey of a Vision. Remember that we talked about babies? We said babies are born, but they're not born mature. Remember that? Well, here's the reality. We're a church that's been born, but we're not mature. This year, what we're going to see is this. Great opportunities that we're going to place in your hand. Great context and environments for us as a church to become a mature church. To grow. Great opportunities. Listen, for discipleship, what's the Great Commission say? What is our main thing that we're about as it's rooted in the Great Commission? All right? It's not just entertaining people. It's not just seeing how many people we can come in and just pack into this building. That's not the Great Commission. All right? The Great Commission is this. The Great Commission is making disciples. And I say to you as your pastor, I repent because we're late to the game in making disciples, and we're making adjustments, creating context and environments here for you to come and to learn more about the gospel and to grow in maturity. I'm so stoked about those flash classes. 30 minutes, just show up. Like, we're just going to, like, how do you study the Bible? What are some rules for interpretation? Like, just bam, just quick tools. I'm excited for these equip classes. I'm excited just for opportunity. I'm excited for our experiment in Sunday school. There was a day when we planted this church, I thought, we will never have Sunday school. Well, it's an experiment. Maybe we are. And I'm stoked about that, right? I'm excited. I was even praying this morning. By the way, I would just ask you, and come April, when we launch that experiment, those equipping center classes at 9 o'clock, would you consider coming at 8 o'clock? At 8 o'clock, you know, we pray in this other building. Would you consider coming? And this morning, I was praying for our college students who are gone. I said, God, would you call some of them? Like, call some of them ministry? In fact, call them all to ministry, because we're all ministers of the gospel. So in their schools and in their workplace, and is it possible you can send some overseas? Is it possible there's a church planter in there, God? And what would it look like to mature? And my same prayer is prayed over us. God, would you mature us? God, would you allow us to see that we're ministers of the gospel? And to be a minister of the gospel, there's a responsibility to mature through the gospel. Tracking with me? Worship team, would you come? 2017. Discipleship. We started with discipleship, and we wrapped up with discipleship. Context and environments to grow. Father, thank you for this family, the Shift family, which is just a small, small fraction, just a small part of the global church that you call your bride, that you love so much, that you laid your life down for. God, what would it look like for us to mature as we turn our eyes again to the gospel, to grow in the gospel? Would you lead us and guide us through that conversation? God, we love you. We ask that you would increase our love for you. At the same time, God, we thank you that you call us to your mission. What would it look like today to display your glory and your love in our community? Maybe that's through a word of encouragement to a stranger or to a neighbor. Maybe that's through works of service to a neighbor or a stranger. Just with the hopes of having a simple conversation. Hey, there's a God. He knows your name. He loves you. God, thank you for your faithfulness in this community of faith over the years. God, I know firsthand, it's all been you, not us. It's your great grace. Now, God, is by faith, we just center ourselves in the gospel for 2017. We just trust you with that. Would you lead us and would you navigate us through this next year and beyond? God, ultimately, would you get glory? In Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand with me?